Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Pleasant good day to Grenada, Caraco, Petit Martinique, the rest of the Eastern Caribbean, wherever you are. I'm Stanford Simon. It's a great joy to be with you once again. This is Inside Finance, and always look forward in spending this time with you today. And today we'll be talking very interesting topic. But first, I must introduce to you Mr. Junior Mahon, who is the Director of Trade, and Ms. Shanta Cox, the Senior Officer in that department. Welcome to Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon, and so we take a word from our sponsors. We come back and I start my discussion here with Mr. Mahon and Ms. Cox.
To all our listeners and supporters of the SGBC radio programs, you can now download the SGBC app on your Android phone. Go to the Play Store and get involved. Listen to some great music, great preaching, summon it, testimonies. Great thing is happening at the SGBC Grenada.com, and the app is available to you. Go download it from the Play Store to your Android phone. SGBC, it is available to you. An app that you can use wherever you are. Music will be available to you. Wherever you are now, you do not have to wonder, where is the radio? Download it on your Android phone and carry it with you wherever you go. The SGBC app is available to you in the Play Store.
Welcome back. What a joy to be with you today. Pleasant good day to you, Mr. Junior Mahon and Ms. Cox.
Good day to the listeners and viewers at GIS.
Good day to the listeners and viewers of this program. It's a joy to be here.
Shanta, I'll start with you. Tell us how long you have been within the ministry or within the public service.
Pastor Simon, when I entered the public service, I entered in the Ministry of Trade. We have moved from a Ministry of Trade to a Department of Trade. Now we're a department within the Ministry of Finance, and this is over 25 years ago.
Wow. Mr. Mahon?
Well, I joined the ministry 15 years ago, and it has been a very good experience for me, working with the ministry in trade negotiations, implementation, and export development.
Okay. Now, the question for me, and I think when you look at trade, why is trade important to economic growth and development? And what is the role of trade, the trade division, within government itself?
Okay, well, with respect to trade, trade is the business of buying and selling of goods and services. You have both trade at the domestic level, and you have trade between countries. Trade has a positive relationship with economic growth, development, and poverty eradication. When we look at trade these days, we're looking at not just trading goods, but the trade agenda has expanded to include trading services, trade and environment, trade and labor, trade-related intellectual property rights. You also have the issue of trade and investment and sanitary and phytosanitary measures and also technical barriers to trade. Trade, if mainstreamed in our development agenda, that's our national development plan and growth and poverty reduction strategy, it can contribute towards development, economic growth, and also poverty eradication. When we export, we generate foreign exchange, and this can impact on the life of persons at the national level. So for instance, if we increase our exports, then we can see increase in income to our domestic producers. If we look, for example, over the last few years, we have been seeing increases in export of fish. So as a result of that, the fisher folks were able to increase their income and also improve on their livelihood. If you look at, as you may be aware, our cocoa, the quality of our cocoa is very, very good. As a result of that, we get a premium price on the international market. And we have been seeing increasing export of cocoa over the last few years. And as a result of that, that has been generating better prices for cocoa farmers and also persons involved in cocoa production. So there is a direct link between trade and development and poverty eradication.
So that in itself brings us to the point and beckons the question, what is the current value of Grenada export and import? Because if that amount of trade we are doing and you're saying is important to our country, what amount of input and export are we doing?
Okay, well, before we go to the value of our inputs and exports, I just want to mention also, we export educational services. We have the students who come into Grenada and consume educational services. And as a result of that, education services is contributing about 10% of our GDP. And those students bring foreign exchange into the country.
You're talking about St. George's University, to be specific.
Yes. Mm. We have been seeing growth in the educational services as a result of the St. George's University. We also in the recent years have been seeing increases in foreign exchange earnings in the yachting sector because of the mariners and so that have been built and expanded. We are seeing increases in, you know, the yachts and so coming to those mariners and generating foreign exchange for us. So when we talk about exports, we're not talking about just goods, mm-hmm. but it also includes services.
Right. So what's your current value?
So in terms of the value of our exports, for 2014, the total value of export of goods and services was $641 million. Our total imports of goods and services was $1,072 billion. That leaves us with a deficit of $430 million. We must recognize, as a small country with limited natural resources, we depend heavily on trade because most of the things that we consume, we have to import it. Mm-hmm. So we'll always find that, you know, there will always be a deficit in terms of our total imports and exports because most of the goods that we consume and the services are imported. For instance, you're talking about medication, you're talking about equipment and machinery, motor vehicles and parts. We import a lot of food and so. So you'll see that gap. Deficit in terms of our import export because of our limited natural resources.
So with that in mind, I think the reality shows then that we have a high food import bill. Now, what is the current food import bill that we have? What are we carrying? How heavy is that?
Well, in 2014, the value of our food import bill is $251,840 million. Mm. And that's a significant amount in
just
terms of...
Just repeat that.
It's $251,840 million.
Mm. So the current bill, you're talking close to $300 million that we are doing in our food input bill,
which is
heavy because our total export is what, 400 and something, 600 and something. Our input bill is 600 and something million.
Our import, total import of goods and services is $1,072
billion.
Billion dollars.
So the gap is quite wide in terms of what you're talking quarter of that is food.
Yeah. And as a result of that, there are concern at, the ministry level. The government of Grenada is, concerned about the large food import bill. Because we have to, pay for those imports. And if you look at what that consists of, you're talking about a lot of fruits and vegetables.
Right.
You're talking about a lot of meat products, especially poultry. Which
chicken?
Yeah, which is about around 25 million. We import about 25 million in value in chicken every year. So there are areas that we can improve on in terms of.
So let me ask this question. So why we can't just grow more chicken here than importing more chicken? What is stopping us from doing that?
Then that takes us into the question of the whole issue of buy local. We have launched a Buy Local campaign 2 years ago, and the whole aim of it was to reduce our import bill.
Mm.
I mean, we're definitely importing too much, and we import a lot of the stuff that it could be grown locally or is grown locally.
Mm.
Okay, so we have that initiative ongoing. The whole objective is to encourage people to buy local, and then you have import substitution, so that way we could keep our hard-earned dollars inside in this country.
Right, so there is a program and a project working towards get people to buy local.
Yes, to get people to buy local.
Now,
just to indicate, as Shanta mentioned, there is a buy local campaign because we're really encouraging persons to consume locally produced products.
But are you then encouraging the business people to buy local too?
Yes. That was part of the campaign. The campaign when we went to all the major supermarkets and so to encourage them to buy.
So then there must be some kind of incentive for them to buy local, because sometimes buy local is more expensive.
Buy local is more expensive. But one of the challenges we face too is consistent production.
Right.
Because the supermarkets and so would tell you, I have no difficulty buying local, but I have people that depends on me they do their grocery every week. And I don't want this week they come and they get local chicken and 2 weeks they can't get the local chicken. So that has been a problem for us in terms of getting the productive sector to be, consistent in their production. Yeah.
So that leads me to my next question then. What can we tell about the national export and import strategy? I mean, looking at the reality of what we face, because we have a problem.
Yes.
Now, what is the strategy of government to solve the problem?
Okay, now our strategy, as it says, is a comprehensive design or plan as to how you handle a particular issue. So we have a national export strategy that was drafted or completed in 2008. We got assistance from the Commonwealth Secretariat and the International Trade Center. Now, the strategy, the process of drafting the strategy was a lot of consultation. We consulted with the manufacturers, we consulted with the producers, the buyers, and everybody. And coming out of that strategy, there were a number of issues that came out of the strategy. The strategy identified some of our strengths as it relates to production and exports. Some of the weaknesses identified in our ability to increase the whole export effort is the high cost of electricity. If you have high electricity cost, it means that your cost of production would be higher, which would make you uncompetitive. We also have a problem here of low productivity. Pastor Simon, you are in the business of hiring people to do work, and I'm sure you could attest to the fact that we do have a problem with low productivity. We have the high cost of labor. We have one of the problems also of access to cheap finance. Finance is available sometime, but the interest rate you have to pay on that cost, sometimes there isn't any sense in accessing that finance. Then you have the question of poor packaging as it relates to our export offers. We have identified some strengths too. Some of our strengths are the high quality of our product. It is known that Grenada has very high quality raw material. Our fruits, our vegetables are considered high quality. Our spices are considered high quality. One of the things that we have going for us also is our brand. We know as the Isles of Spice. You go to trade fairs and trade shows and people see Grenada, the Isles of Spice. Everybody comes to you wanting to have a sample of your product. Now, the export strategy, as we said, is over 5 years old. And as a strategy, you need to review it every 5 years. So we are now at the stage of reviewing the strategy. We have to ask the question, should we review or should we do a new strategy? What are the percentage of implementation of the old strategy? So in consultation again, we have just wrapped up the consultation process with the different stakeholders. We are now in the process of presenting the report as to the way forward for the sector, what are the strategic options for export of Grenada. So in next week, we should have the comprehensive plan available to distribute to the stakeholders' interests.
So you are saying that government have put in place or putting in place a strategic plan to help us to address the issue of our import and export bill, but at the same time dealing with the electricity, dealing with our high cost of producing or getting our people to produce.
Yes, because we know you have the whole electricity issue or no.
Right.
So that would assist in making our products more competitive.
All right, thank you so much, folks. You are listening to Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon. It's a great joy to be with you as we continue to work together. There is something unique about what we do. And here today, I'm speaking to Mr. Mohan and Ms. Cox, and we're talking specifically about the import and export and where are we here in Grenada. We take a word from our sponsors, we come back, and I continue my discussion here with Junior Mohan, Mr. Junior Mohan, and Ms. Shanta Cox, and they are all from within the Ministry of Finance.
St. George's Baptist Church. Purpose: the channel God chooses to fulfill the needs of humanity. Vision: building communities which become the model for winning people to Christ. Mission: goal: empowering people to enjoy prosperity and fulfillment in life. These are the purpose, vision, and mission of the St. George's Baptist Church.
Pleasant good day to you once again. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. This is Inside Finance, and today I have a whole lot of discussion going here and the reality of what we're doing when it comes to our import and export bill. And with me in the studio here is Mr. Junior Mohan, who is the Director of Trade, and Ms. Shanta Cox, a senior officer in that area. As we look at Grenada itself and how we are developing and some of the things that we need to do, ladies and gentlemen, I think one of the important things for the question to be asked, how is Grenada helping local businesses as they look at increasing the export? What is government doing? What are some of the things the Ministry of Trade is doing to help our businesses?
Okay, governments, as we know, do not trade. It is businesses who trade. So what we do is that we assist the manufacturers to be more export ready. And we do that by offering them concessions. So they get concessions on equipment, concessions on raw material. Okay. After they would have gotten the concession and they have started their production, we offer assistance. We do training and seminars and so in terms of labeling, how to label your products properly, how to properly package your products. We are also in consultation on a regular basis with the Grenada Bureau of Standards, where you deal with the whole issue of quality control. The products must be properly tested and approved before they can be exported. In terms of direct export initiative, as most people would be aware, the United States is presently attempting to liberalize the whole issue with Cuba to free up the whole Cuba agreement. So we have planned a trade mission to Cuba, and that would be an OECS trade mission where all the OECS countries would be involved. The mission is planned for November. A number of companies would be going to Cuba in November to display their products in Cuba. In terms of assistance, we have already secured funding for accommodation. So the companies who would be going would know that the accommodation would be paid for. We are still in the process of trying to find additional funds for the airline ticket and so. Okay, so that's one of the direct export of initiatives. Presently, Grenada is participating in an expo in Italy. The Milan Expo is happening in Italy. It goes for 6 months. It started on the 1st of May and it's going to finish on the 30th of October. We have two Grenadians out there in the booth, and we have all the export ready products are on display at that expo in Italy. Okay, we also we went to St. Martin, Anguilla, Tortola with a number of local companies to look for markets for their product. We have previously attended trade fairs in Trinidad and Barbados. What we're hoping to do next year, there's a Grenadian diaspora in New York. So we're hoping sometime next year to do a trade mission to New York to see how we can increase our export to the New York US market, hoping that, you know, the Grenadians out there would want the product, and that would be an opportunity for somebody there to import the product and to be on the shelves of this New York supermarkets in New York.
So with all of that that's happening, I guess the big question now for many persons when you look at what we have, looking at the local market, the import and export bill, we're going back to the point where we see the need for persons to buy local, for government to help persons to make that happen. Talk to us about the specific things that government is doing directly to help in that effort, to help persons reduce their costs in terms of, because you have to import a lot of stuff, the feed if you're doing chicken, and the number of the equipment and all of that. Talk to us and talk to our listeners and viewers about what is government doing or what is government proposing to do to help those persons have less costs so their price can come down.
A lot of the initiatives has to do with to form backward linkages. So if you're into pepper sauce, your seasoning, whatever, we want to form backward linkages to ensure first that you have a consistent supply of products. When you have a consistent supply, you have a particular farmer that you're dealing with. So when you do that, you increase your income to that farmer, for instance. That farmer now has a ready market for his product. The person who is producing, it means they in turn have a consistent supply so that they could feel that demand that they have for their product out there. As I indicated again, the whole initiative is getting to the local purchasers. So instead of a supermarket, for instance, importing most of its stuff, you form a collaboration where you put them into contact with a local producer here so that they could get that product. Just to give you an example, in February, we held a Made in Grenada Expo. That was part of the whole independence celebration. Okay, where we got all the local producers to display their products at the National Stadium during the independence celebration. And would you believe it's just last week somebody came to me and telling me that during that expo, they saw somebody selling oils, coconut oils, and they want that coconut oil to see how they could make it available in their supermarket shelves. Okay, so all these are initiatives that we do to encourage people to buy local, encourage the supermarkets to buy local. And it's, mind you, the supermarkets are willing, they are quite willing to buy local and to support the local manufacturers.
Availability of the product is a problem for supermarkets?
Yes, that's one of the problems. The problem is the availability, the consistent supply.
So then we have persons here in Grenada, farmers and producers who need to produce more.
Yes.
That becomes the question.
The Ministry of Agriculture also has an initiative to work with the farmers to get them to boost their production.
And I think the marketing board is...
Oh yes, marketing board, yeah. Because, well, the marketing board falls directly under our ministry, so we have that direct relationship.
Okay, because... Yes. When you look at the holistic approach, mm-hmm. Now that in itself is fine, all that government is doing, but how will you, how is government seeking to help empower those same farmers who may not have the financing? We talked about that early on, the sourcing of money, because the banks wouldn't lend the money at lower interest rate. A farmer or someone want to do a development, what availability or what seeking of funding government is doing to help these persons who are in need?
I know there's an initiative with the government of Grenada and the Grenada Development Bank. I'm positive about that, where the target is mostly the farmers. So they have to come in, have a business plan, and the development bank and the marketing board is going to work with them to boost their production. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure, Mr. Mohan.
The Marketing and National Importing Board also have an initiative where they would be working with the Grenada Development Bank and also the credit unions in Grenada, and they are looking to sign memorandum of understandings with those organizations to provide, you know, financing to the farmers so that they can increase their production. So that's an initiative that is being undertaken by the Marketing and National Importing Board to you know, provide access to financing for the farmers to boost their production.
Okay. Well, we're almost to the end of our time, Tyrone, quickly. Ms. Shonda Cox, any final thoughts?
Yes, at the Ministry of Finance, we assist manufacturers also by advertising their products online. So we have a portal, tradegrenada.gd. It's tradegrenada.gd, where manufacturers can go onto that portal and advertise their product. So they could go post their products and let the world see what they have to offer. We have trained manufacturers in the use of the portal, but we are available to do further training because for those who didn't get it, the concept properly, we're going to train you to so that you'll be able to upload your product on the portal by yourself. You can also bring the product into the ministry and we'll upload it for you, because we have done that before. The portal has all the local products made in Grenada. So we are encouraging manufacturers to make use of the portal, tradegrenada.gd, and come into us at any time for whatever assistance that you may need. We may not be able to provide all the assistance, but we will try our best to see how we can assist you to increase your production. And at the end of the day, we increase our exports. And at the end of the day, we lower our import bill.
So, Jim?
Well, just to mention the whole role of the ministry in terms of trade and export development. Some of the things that we are doing currently in the area of market access is being done through the various trade negotiations that we are involved in. We have negotiations ongoing now with Canada. We have negotiations at the World Trade Organization, and we are also involved in negotiations at the CARICOM level, the CARICOM bilateral trade agreements with Costa Rica and Cuba. As Mrs. Cox mentioned, there will be opportunities as a result of what's happening in Cuba now, and the CARICOM member states are now engaged in expanding its trade negotiations with Canada and also Costa Rica. So we are looking to create additional market access opportunities for our exporters of goods and services. We are also involved in trade facilitation, making it easier for persons importing and exporting, making it simpler, easier and cheaper for them to import and export their goods and services. And also, we are also involved in resource mobilization. There are a lot of resources out there under the Aid for Trade initiative, and we are working to, you know, get some of those resources that have been provided by the donors in order to develop our export sector. And finally, as Mrs. Cox indicated, the issue of export development is very important to us in terms of assisting our manufacturers, agro-processors, farmers to be export ready, so that, you know, they can increase the export and generate more foreign exchange earnings for the country. Let me lastly say that government will continue to provide the enabling environment to support trade and export development in Grenada, and persons who want information can always contact the ministry, and we are willing to supply them with whatever information that they need in the area of exports and imports. Thank you.
This is Inside Financed. I am Stanford Simon. You've been listening there to my discussion with Mr. Junior Mohan, who is the Director of Trade within the Ministry of Finance, and Ms. Shanta Cox, who is a Senior Officer within that ministry. Thank you so much for joining me here today. Go to the website sgbcgrenada.com. The program is uploaded there, or to the Ministry of Finance website, and join us every week at this time for Inside Finance. I am Pastor Stanford Simon, wishing you a very blessed and enjoyable week. Looking forward to meeting whoever the Ministry of Finance want me to talk to in the coming week. Thank you so much. God bless you. Have a great week.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.